control over it. The best thing to do is stay in the Father's presence. Because when you get away from God, when you get away from Him, you're not satisfied. You become miserable. You become miserable. You become to be in want, and nothing is working right. Nothing is happening for you. And you wonder where God is and why God ain't moving for you. It's because you have got into disobedience. It's because you're in a far country. It's because you're walking far away from God. Instead of running to Him, you're going deeper and deeper, and it's taking you further than what you ever thought that you would go. There's things you're doing that you never thought that you would do. And you said, what is wrong with me? Why am I doing these things? Why am I acting like this? Why am I saying these things? I'm enslaved. I'm enslaved to the power of darkness. And that's what happens when you get away from God. You become a slave to sin. You become a slave to things that you don't want to do, things you never intended to do, things you said you'd never do, actions that you said you'd never have, but you don't have the presence of God to change anything. You just get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and this is what was happening to him. He got so deep, he said he would gladly have ate the husk that the swine was eating. He was so hungry and so in want and so depressed. You know where depression comes from? It comes from the devil. It comes from the devil. You take D off of devil and it's evil. You take E off of that and it's vile. You take V off of that and it's ill. The devil has nothing to offer you but evil and vile and ill and depression and distress. And that's all he's got for you. He may paint a pretty picture to begin with, but that pretty picture soon becomes a disaster. And we find that he was in want. We find that he was in need. But after he got so deep, he was in a far country. He was in the hog pen. He was doing things that he never dreamed that he would ever do. He was away from home. He was away from the presence of the Father. And he had got in want. He was so in despair. But then verse 17 said, and when he came to himself, there came a time that after he had looked back over the life he had lived, after he was in the place that he was in, after he had went through all his money, after he'd went through all the pleasures, after he'd went through everything, there he sits broken, there he sits empty, there he sits in want, there he sits in need. But the Bible said when he came to himself. I want to tell you, church, there's people sitting under the sound of my voice this morning that need to wake up, that need to wake up and realize that the power of hell is trying to have a field day with your life, and you're the only one. The coin couldn't make a decision. The sheep couldn't make a decision, but the son had a decision to make. You've got a decision to make this morning. You've got a decision to make. Wake up. Quit playing around in sin. Quit letting the powers of hell have his way in your life.